Hello and welcome, everyone, to today's episode of TSARP. I'm your host, Andrew Weir, and today our co-host is Sam. Hello and welcome, everyone.
Hello.
So today we have very exciting news. Google's Bard can now generate AI images. We've had this for a very long time in ChatGPT. We had DALL-E, and now DALL-E's in ChatGPT. But Google's Bard never actually had that feature, but now it does. And actually, it's very cool how it works. They created, I believe it's a whole new model, though I will need to make sure. So you could do this in most countries if you use the Gemini Pro model, which Google released just maybe like a month ago now. So it's pretty awesome. It's supported in your browser, if you didn't know, with Bard. I have not generated any images yet. I should get to doing that. Let me pull it up. Let's show you guys how it works. Sam, have you yet?
No, I haven't.
All right, so let's take a look at this. I haven't been on Bard in a while. It's asking me all these questions. All right. So you should be able to see my screen now. So let's figure out how this works. I can upload an image, which I didn't even know that existed. But let's see, how can I, there's a lot of cool stuff in here. So I can turn on like Google Hotels, Google Maps, YouTube, Google Workspace. That's awesome. I gotta get that figured out too. Figure out how to use this stuff, because Bard's advanced a lot since I've used it last. But let's see, how can I get these images in here? Let me start up a new chat. And there was also, wasn't there like extensions or something? Can I say, let's ask Bard, how can I make images with you? Here we go. Let's see if it knows. Bard's also pretty quick compared to ChatGPT, which is nice. So we'll see. It says it can't directly create them. This is probably because we're on the old model here. It might be because we need to figure out how to get the new model, which I might not be on, which is called Gemini Pro, as I said earlier. Sam, do you have any info on this?
Hold on. I just found an article.
I think it's called... So it's a new AI power tool, ImageFX, for image creation. So I think that's going to end up being an extension in Bard. Like it said, it's only in a few countries now. I would be surprised if the US isn't one of those, but it could be possible that we just don't have it here. Let me pull up a list of those countries so we can let you know. But anyway, this is very interesting. Maybe I got to start using Bard more, especially now that images are in there. Maybe we got to start making some new graphic design. Maybe we fire Sam and just use Bard to do our graphic design.
What?
all right, so let's see if we got what countries this is. Let's see. Okay, Sam just sent me an article. And generate images. Perfect. All right, so last December, yes, I knew this, so it was a little over 2 months ago that they... probably a little over a month, that they released Gemini Pro. And it's available in over 40 languages and more than 230 countries. I believe that counts the U.S. We can all use it. You're in 230, in one of those 230 countries. It says it uses Synth ID to embed digitally identifiable watermarks into the pixels of generated images. This is very interesting. So you will be able to detect if the image was made with AI now using these digitally identifiable watermarks into the pixels of generated images. That's fascinating. That's really good because there's a big issue, obviously, with AI plagiarism and using AI essays, and it's kind of hard to detect if an essay was made with AI. But now we should be able to detect if an image was made with AI. So pretty cool. And we'll keep you updated on when this gets released to us, and everyone maybe got upgrade to a new model. We'll let you know, but that's why you subscribe to TSARP thing in the the counter's in the bottom right, but you subscribe and click the notification bell so you get alerted when we have updates on all these really awesome things of news. All right.
Yeah.
So let's see what else we got today. Threads is working on Surface Trends, says Instagram head Adam Missouri. So let's pull this up. This is exciting because, again, I'm not on Threads, but a lot of people don't like Twitter, and they're switching over. They're jumping ship to Threads. I haven't yet. Okay, maybe if it gets bigger. Again, like, we're, you know, T-Sarb's on Twitter because there's a lot of people on Twitter, and we're trying to, you know, get T-Sarb out there. But Threads, is there really enough people on there? I don't know. That like tech, like coding? I'm not sure yet. But yeah, so basically, surfacing trends is kind of, from what I can tell, just like we have on Twitter, or X, I should say, on the right, where you have all the different trends, it says what's happening, you know, we get a look at what's going on. So we have all that on the right. Now, Threads is going to be doing something like that, you know, identifying surface trends and serving them to users. We don't know how they're going to do that. Maybe it will be in post form. Maybe it will be, like, on the side, kind of like we have on X. Maybe when you open up the app, it will have, like, a pop-up that says, here, this is what's going on.
There is... I sent you something.
All right. I'll take a look at that. But, yeah, from what we know, it might also be... Okay, I see the Sam. Maybe I'll pull this image up. But yeah, so there's also, like, today's topics, following suggestions, just all this. I assume all this is AI powered. I mean, what isn't nowadays? But it just uses AI to find the trends, find different following suggestions, and apparently topics of the day, which I guess is just their trends. But all right, so let's do our tech fun fact, which Sam, you could say in just a second, and then we have some earnings reports. Very excited to go over these. And for all you GimKitters, I know we didn't talk about GimKit yesterday. It's now GimKit Thursday. We'll tell you a little about that. All right, stay tuned. Sam, go ahead.
So 12 years ago, which was 2012, that feels like it shouldn't be, but it is.
Yeah, a little scary.
Facebook filed for its initial public offering.
I love so initial cool. public offerings. I'm going to put Sam on the spot, and I'm going to see if he knows what an initial public offering is. Most of you probably don't. Sam, by now, should, but let's see. Let's see. Sam, what's an initial public offering?
It's probably about stocks.
Yes.
Is it?
Yes. You're here. You're getting warmer.
Wait, they list it on the stock market. So it can be sold to investors or people, I think. Maybe.
Did you just look that up? Because that sounds very like...
No.
Okay.
No,
well, yes. That is, I mean, in a very chopped up way. Yeah, that's what it is. So basically,
Facebook
12 years ago today was like, hey, guys, we need some money. Like, you know, Facebook's great and all, but we need some money. Also, Mark Zuckerberg and the co-founders were like, hey, we want to be rich. So what they did is they said, hey, NASDAQ, let us sell our company on your stock exchange. That's what an initial public offering is. And that's what they did. And 12 days ago today, you could start buying Facebook stock on the stock exchange. Pretty awesome. Speaking of stocks, we also have some stock news, including more Facebook stock news. This is really awesome that it was 12 years ago, or is 12 years in the future, that we have this Facebook news. But today, Facebook, now known as Meta, released their earnings, but they also announced a dividend. Now, I'm going to explain what that is right now. A dividend is basically like a paycheck, okay? Like stocks, you have to sell them to make money. Dividends, you don't. It's literally like Facebook is paying you money just for owning the stock. So they said if you own one share of Meta stock, Facebook, you will now own, or we will now send you 50 cents. Okay, it sounds like a little amount of money, and it really is, but before, guess what was going on? You weren't earning 50 cents. And let's say, you know, you got a lot of money, right? You're really rich, and the more you own, the more you'll make. So if I own 2 shares, I'm making $1. If I own 1,000 shares, I'm making $2.50. That math should have been correct. I did that very quick. Let's see.
A thousand?
Oh, no, not 1,000 shares. I meant $1,000. No, wait. Yes, wait, no. 110
so
shares.
Confused.
10 shares.
Oh, 10 shares.
I meant, you know, 10 shares.
You meant
so
like 10 shares.
If you have 10 shares times
isn't 0.5. That $5?
That's $5.
Wait, no.
Hold on. Okay, yeah, that is $5. I'm just going somewhere with that. I messed up the numbers. But basically, the more you own, the more money you make. Also, let's get on to this earnings report. We have Meta Still profitable, shocker. Basically, EPS, which I'm about to tell you, means earnings per share. So how much profit they make divided by how many shares they have. It's useful for a bunch of different things, but mainly to see if a company's profitable, see if their profit's increasing, stuff like that. So today, they earned $5.33 per share, profit per share, in quarter four, which was very good because people only thought they were going to make $4.91 per share in quarter four. So great to see that that was better. That made the stock go up. It's currently around 12% right now, which is incredible. If you own Meta, pretty cool. I don't really, though. I was explaining this to Sam, and he was understanding it pretty well. I own an ETF, which is just a basket of stocks that holds Facebook. So I kind of do. All right, and they had a revenue of $40.11 billion, which was better than the expected $39.01 billion. Pretty nice. We also have...
That's a lot of money.
That is a lot of money. I don't know, do you have $40.11 billion, Sam?
No, I actually have $41.11 billion.
Oh, man, I can't believe it. You beat Facebook. By the way, this is all just in the last 3 months of 2023. So we also have all these numbers that I'm saying here. So we also have Amazon's earnings report. They made $1 per share or $1 profit per share of stock compared to people thought they were only going to make 80 cents per share of stock. So pretty good. Also $170 billion per, overall in the last 3 months of 2023, compared to the $166.21 billion that people expected. That was also very good, sending the stock up 5.39%. Both were very good, and guess what? Breaking news, we also have Apple. I'm going to go over these quickly, too. Their earnings or profit per share. I'm going to say profit per share because when saying earnings, people might be like, is that revenue? You know, is that income? What is that? You know, so I'm just going to say profit per share. The abbreviation is EPS, though, earnings per share. Okay, 2.18 cents was their EPS compared to the estimated 2.11 EPS or profit per share. Revenue was $119.58 billion compared to the estimated $117.97 billion. Again, incredible. All right, let's continue on here. We have some awesome speedrun news today. Apple Vision Pro, speaking of Apple, is set to release, guess what, tomorrow. I guess we're going to do it. That's probably going to be the main topic tomorrow, everyone, so stay tuned. If you don't know what the Apple Vision Pro is, either stay tuned for tomorrow or go back because we did an episode on it probably a while ago, and that was probably the main topic. But
there's actually a bit more information on the Apple Vision Pro, which I just shared.
Okay, let's see. I don't even see it, but... Oh, I see it. Okay, Apple Vision Pro is going to launch with over 600 apps and games optimized for the new headset. Not just like, hey, we got this game on Oculus, we got this app on Oculus, or really Meta now, Meta Quest. But now it is on Apple Vision Pro. No, it's not like that. They made 600 games specifically and apps for Apple Vision Pro. If they did take an app that was like for the Oculus Quest or Meta Quest, they specifically optimized it to run perfectly on Apple Vision Pro. Of course, there's going to be bugs, but they tried their best. All right, we also have Tesla sued for allegedly mishandling hazardous waste in California for years. Okay, so apparently Tesla was... allegedly. Don't know, but Tesla allegedly was mishandling the toxic hazardous. We don't know if it's toxic, but that's really what hazardous means. Waste in California. Their headquarters used to be in California. Now it's in Texas. But yeah, so apparently, I don't know where this waste was coming from. It wasn't from humans, I hope. but they were mishandling it, probably hurting the environment. Not good. Okay, also, like I said earlier, subscriber counter in the bottom right. Sam, you want to continue this on? You know what to say.
I do. so make sure to like, subscribe, and share with a friend because we know you have them.
Yes. We know.
Because if you watch C-SERP, you get friends automatically.
Yeah, you're our friends. You know, it's true. If you watch C-SERP and subscribe, we will be your friends. That's true. Don't believe us? Well,
try it for yourself.
Try it for yourself. Exactly. Wow, Sam's good at this. All right, what else do we have? Google said today that YouTube now has more than 100 million paid users across YouTube Music and YouTube Premium. That is incredible. If you don't know, most people don't pay for YouTube. You're probably not paying to be watching us right now. But you know, that's not really true because 1 million people are, so that's a lot of people if you didn't know. That's like half, no, maybe like a little under half of the population of the United States. They all have YouTube Premium, or at least pay for something. We don't know if it's YouTube Premium, but I'm pretty sure it's YouTube Premium. Oh, it also could be if they're just paying for YouTube Music, so pretty cool. All right, Sam, give us the MetaQuest news.
So MetaQuest just added support for Apple's spatial video ahead of Vision Pro launch. What's spatial video?
That's a good question. So when the Apple Vision Pro released, they announced a ton of cool features, a lot of different things. And one of these new features was the spatial video, which was only for Apple Vision Pro originally. It was not on anything else. But now they're announcing that it's going to be on MetaQuest. And basically, you don't need the Apple Vision Pro to have Apple spatial video or whatever it's called, which is interesting. I wonder if Apple's getting paid for that. But basically, it increases the depth perception, right? So you're really seeing things around you, right? It's not like you're looking at a screen. It's like you're looking at those things really there in 3D. I believe it also has to do with AR, not VR. AR is a big thing in the Apple Vision Pro, which basically combines the real world with the fake world, which is VR. It allows you to see things, like I said, like if they were really there in 3D. So pretty cool. That is now on the Meta Quest.
I want to watch T-SARP in the air.
Oh, yeah. Wait, guys, you should watch T-SARP in VR. Why haven't we thought about this? If you have the Apple Vision Pro, you should boot up some T-SARP. You don't, because it's releasing tomorrow. But when you do, you know what you should do? You should probably put it on your eyes, you know, your goggles, your Apple Vision Pro, and start watching some T-SARP.
Put it on your eyes.
That would be the first thing you should do, right, Sam?
Yes, I agree.
You do. Do you have any VR?
No, I don't. I want to get some, but I just can't right now.
Yeah, I do, and I sadly don't use it as much as I should. Like, I used to, but, like, it sometimes gives me headaches, so. Yeah, not anymore, but I should boot up a T-SARP episode and start watching. All right, I think that's all our news for today, but that does not conclude.
There's one more.
Today. Oh,
wait.
Oh,
can we talk about GameKit?
Oh, no, we didn't. We got GameKit news, everyone. Yay. Okay, it's not GameKit Wednesday, but it will be next week. So GameKit, didn't you like that? I was like, you thought there's going to be multiple. No, next week. All right. They released the Heartbeat Trail yesterday up for GameKit Wednesday. They said love is in the air. This has to do with Valentine's Day coming up. I believe it's not next week. It's the week after, right?
When is Valentine's Day?
It's like
the 14th.
Yeah, so not.
So 2 weeks.
Yeah, not next week, the week after that. That is what 2 weeks means. So yeah, pretty cool. It's a pretty nice trail. Maybe we'll have to play it. By the way, just an announcement for all our GameKitters. When we indeed do talk about GameKit, in the future, it's not going to be the main title. So just because you don't see it in the main title doesn't mean we're not talking about it. If it's Wednesday, we will talk about it. It's just yesterday we had an interview and it kind of threw us, you know, all around. So we will have it next week. Do not worry. All right. So I think that, let's see. Black Hole in the chat just said, do I know the cool news that is less known? Black Hole, if you want me to see chats, it was very lucky that I saw it in Discord because I normally don't. So if you want me to see it, type it in the YouTube chat normally. But no, I do not know the cool news. Let's see what Black Hole has for us. Some pretty cool news. I assume it has to do with GameKit, if you didn't know. He says this is the best news. All right, I'm ready. I'm excited for this cool news. I wonder if it's... Oh, isn't there a
isn't
new...
Isn't that Two-Star Summation?
I think it is, actually, Sam. No, I believe there's a new game mode coming out next week. Not next week, next season, sorry. But they always release a new game mode
Ooh,
every season.
Ooh, that's cool.
So let's see. So basically, developed on creative platforming started this week. Wow. All right. So it's officially started. Pretty cool. If you're a GimKitter, there's your news that they started developing, working on creative platforming started this week. I love how I added in that started this week. You know, just if you didn't, if you didn't hear me the first time. All right. I think that's about it. But you know what? It's not it because T-Sarp streams every single day. So tune in tomorrow. And we also have some advertising to do. Don't click off. Wait, hold on. If you like Scratch, this is for you. We got a ton of different Scratch servers for you to join. Some big, some small, some to do different things, some to help you. Code, some to, you know, let you share your games, all different things. So those are all being sent in the chat right now. See which ones you like. Maybe join them all. Actually, a lot of people in the Scratch Discord community, like, are in, like, 50 servers. Like, they're all in each other's servers. It's weird. But these are massive servers, by the way. So go check them out. Links in the chat. And yeah.
Speaking of servers, join ours. Link
join
in the
ours. Link in description. That's the only one you know. Our server partners are going to now kill me. No, like, you know, join them all, but specifically ours. All right. Thank you all for watching. We will see you, guess when? Tomorrow. All right. Bye, everyone.
Thursday.
No, not
bye.
Thursday. Bye.